Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tape Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your day. So first, let me say happy day before birthday to my youngest child, Raven. She turns 16 tomorrow, and I know, yeah, I get it. I'm getting old. I also want to make sure I invite you to next week's show. It's going to be centered around one of my favorite days, Father's Day. So make sure you tune in. This week I had planned on speaking on a different topic. However, yesterday, my mom, who I love dearly, had a scam attempted on her. And she almost fell for it. She was almost conned out of almost $10,000. So I thought we should address just looking out for each other, right? And make no mistake about it. Scamming people dates back thousands of years. There are scams in the Old Testament. Remember the story of Jacob and his mother Rebecca tricking his father Isaac? Well, that was a scam. So while I know that most of you are super intelligent, you probably founded Mensa, I thought I would just mention a few scams I've heard about in the last few months that are being perpetrated on both the young, the older, and the in-between. So I just thought we could talk about those. First, there's the one that my mom had pulled on her yesterday. So what happened was she got a call from a young lady that sounded very distraught and very weak in voice, saying, "Grandma, Grandma." And my mother, of course, said, "Who is this?" And she says, "You don't know your own granddaughter?" And so my mother, being a loving grandmother, of course, called out her name, "Chase, what's going on?" And she was able to tell my mother just to call some number and the whole thing would be explained. And so in this scam, what happens is you reach a person that says they're a DA or some authority and that your granddaughter or child has been in some kind of accident and they're going to help you, but they need X amount of dollars to get them into a program or to get them bail money, whatever it is. And they'll always say, they only want you to know about this. Please don't tell their parents because they trust you, which, you know, that melts on your heart. So look out for that scam. There's another scam that I have pulled on me and I almost fell for it, where you'll get a phone call from the Los Angeles Sheriff Department or Highway Patrol. And they'll say, "Hey, that ticket you got 2 or 3 years ago, you never paid it. And it is now going into a warrant. And you need to give us that money today or else you're going to be picked up for the violation of not paying your traffic ticket." And I almost fell for that one until I talked to one of my buddies who's a sheriff, Micah. And he told me that, "Tate, the sheriff department or no law enforcement agency collects money. That would be done through the court. So if you ever get a call from a sheriff saying you didn't pay a ticket, ignore it." The one that's fascinating to me right now, the scam that's fascinating, is one they're putting on young people, where they call a young person, and when I say young, between, you know, 18 and 30, and they tell them that they had a patient come in that has a serious sexually transmitted disease, and they need to get that information over to you. But there's a $50 processing fee to release the name and the information. And so once you pay them the $50, they can send all the information over to you to tell you exactly who this person is and what they have. So be careful of that one because no medical center is going to call you and ask you for money. The next scam is one that this one is old. It probably happens all the time. It's happened to me 100 times, where you're in a parking lot and a van pulls up and they tell you that their warehouse is overstocked with some kind of product, televisions or VCRs or shoes, and they'll give you a great deal on a television. And what they'll do is they'll let you see the front of the television, but they'll never take it out the box. They'll say, "Well, if I take it out the box, then I can't sell it." So you end up buying this box, this television, right? And you end up with a box of rocks. So be careful on that one. The fifth one, and I know I'm going through this kind of fast, but I'm trying to keep this under 7 minutes, is where you get a call and they're collecting for some charity you never heard of. We're collecting money for the Bears Without Hats Fund or whatever. And they try to bleed on your heart, right? Whenever you hear about a charity, just Google them and make sure that they are real and they're legitimate. These are the ones I've been hearing about right now. If you have others, please call me so I can share that with our listeners. And you know, the statement, knowledge is power, is absolutely true in regard to stopping these predators. So here are three things you should know to look out for to see if you're involved in a scam or not. Number one, there's always a sense of urgency to get the money or information to the caller. They either need your driver's license, social security number, or they need the money right now. You have to do it right now. Beware, that's a scam. The second thing, they're giving you a deal that's just incredible. They're selling you a $20,000 car for $100. You're probably being scammed. The next and the final thing you should look out for is they won't let you see the product or test it. So whenever you can't see the product, you're being scammed. So here are the things you can do to protect yourself. Always get their number and call them back during an off hour. So get their number and then call them back at like 5 a.m. to see if someone answers the phone. The next thing you should do is Google their organization. Always check them out. Make sure they're real. And then the third thing you should do is remember that no reputable person or agency will ever demand payment on the spot. If they do that, you're going to be in trouble. Look, I know we have to be charitable. Just make sure you do your due diligence. Remember, a scammer has one and only one objective. It is to get your money. They don't want to create a friendship. They want to get your money. So today's words come from a song by Stevie Wonder, and it goes like this. Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. See you next Tuesday.